Section 185F of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Janus Circle, approximately 426 feet east of Oliver Drive within the Bayview Landing subdivision. The 911 address is 37572 Janus Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is HR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 13, Parcel 162. There are no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive two mail returns. Specifically, they are requesting a 3-foot variance for the rear setback for a shed and a 2.6-foot variance for the shed. Thank you.
And I thank you.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Okay. Ladies first. Lamar Michael, 37572 Janus Circle, Selbyville.
Okay. Can we wait right here?
Nicholas Michael, 37572 Janus Circle, Selbyville.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I put some pictures in there.
Okay.
Gave you some pictures with some paintings, maybe some pins. The reason why we're here tonight is we would like to put a shed in our backyard on this property. The problem with the property is not square, and to put this shed in place, we'd have to be into the over the 5-foot property line that, you know, makes it able to have a permit. The reason is you'll see on the right corner of the property from Janus Circle, it goes down on an angle. And the back of the property is up against Bayview Landing's common grounds. So there's nothing behind us. And to put the shed, it would be racked. And we're trying to make it square with the house. Mm-hmm. And to do so, to make the 12 by 12 shed, the corner of the house to the shed is a little bit over 8 foot. And we need to have that clearance there if you have to get anything in the backyard for whatever reason. That was another reason why we want to put the shed where we want to put it. And we want to put a sidewalk to go in the backyard and have that on here as well. We'd like to put a sidewalk, flowers, mm-hmm, on next to the house. So we'd like to have some room here to make access to the backyard. And that's why we're trying to tuck the shed in the corner.
Okay. Okay.
I have on the back the ARB, permission from the ARB, Registered Property Management.
Mm-hmm.
They have their approval. I have the adjacent property right next to me, an email from the owner, Peter Zesilak. And another one next to him is Audrey Pickup. Two emails from him approving of the shed. They're my neighbors. I got a full set of plans, as you can see, the construction of the shed. Questions?
All right, I'll start it. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
Yes, the board adjustments for standards for relief, you answered those questions. Would you do that for us now? Go down the uniqueness and your answers.
Okay. The uniqueness is the property was where the shed is being placed has one of the narrowest parts of our property. When placing shed in this area, we need to move it closer to the line because being close to the house.
So a smaller shed wouldn't do it?
No, I don't want to put a smaller shed.
Okay. Go ahead.
Possible development behind it. It's all common grounds to the Bayview Landing. So there's nothing back there. Just, you know, strip of land, trees, landscape, grass.
Okay.
And there's also drainage back there as well.
There's drainage back there?
So.
Possibility of development?
No, property's not close to, it's close to the common grounds area that belongs to Bayview Landing.
Okay.
That's the only two questions I had.
I have no other questions, guys.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Just one, your pictures reflect a line drawn. Are you sure that's your property line?
Yeah.
You're positive?
Yes. Actually, how I found it, when we put a sprinkler system, and the guy who put the sprinkler system comes with a metal detector, and the pins are right there.
The pins, okay.
Yes.
The only other thing, you referenced the letters from your neighbors, and I assume these are those in the packet.
Yes, Sekulak, he is adjoining neighbor, right next door.
But you referenced them, but they are in favor of?
Yes.
Okay, no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Miller?
The information you submitted this evening, the square footage of your lot is 88,169 square feet, not the home, is that correct?
Well, it's 108 by, what's the front?
I think.
I'm not sure. I don't know that, but I can.
It says lot 142, 8,169 square feet, one story dwelling, and there are different size prints, so I assume that the lot is 8,000 square feet, not the home. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay.
Yes. Well, she was 8,000.
I was going to say, in 8,000 square feet, if you couldn't find storage space, then.
Yeah, I could find storage space for sure.
Right.
I wouldn't even be standing here.
You got a basketball court.
Yeah, in the house.
Your drawings, they show footings and concrete pad, and so it's going to be a permanent structure, not something that can be moved.
It's not going to just be flopped in there, I can tell you that. It's going to be top shelf.
Okay. And the need for the storage shed.
We're going to retire in Delaware. We live in New Jersey. Bought the house 4 years ago, and we're going to retire down here. So just need room.
He has a lot of stuff.
Does he?
I got a lot of toys.
And the garage just won't hold it all. Garage won't hold it all.
Never mind. I'll tell you how bad it was. Let's get a quick story. I have a Snap-on toolbox, major one. I said, D, can you get them tools out of the toolbox and get it empty? She couldn't. She couldn't get it empty fast enough because I got rid of the box.
Gotcha.
How many do you need? I already have three.
Oh, wow.
Darn. She wants two more sheds, huh?
Yeah.
You need two more.
Nah, we couldn't fit two. Yeah. She's working on me trying to cut back.
No other questions.
Are there other sheds in the neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Similar to the size and shape that
it's pretty relative. Okay.
And you said that the property was narrow, is that
right?
It's
narrow in the right corner. Looking at the house, the right corner goes out on an angle. And putting the shed 5 foot over, it'd be right next, almost right on top of the house. There's no walkway, we want to put a sidewalk in there and a little flower arrangement, flower beds down the side of the house, and so the sidewalk, and it'll eat it all up.
So this is about the only place you could really put the shed?
Yeah, the other corner, you can't do nothing.
Why is that?
Well, there's going to be a patio there, and then right off the patio would be, is this 9-yard firm?
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Wow. Put your hands up again, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11613. The applicant certainly has answered the uniqueness for granting a standard and has done it, and also in writing, as I've often put. There is a uniqueness to the property. The two sides are apparent irregular sizes, and the shortness in the front. And there, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's very narrow in the back there, and there's not much room within the building envelope to put a shed. And the except no practical difficulty has not been created by you, the applicant, due to the fact that the lot is shaped the way it is, and this is correct. The only way you can get yourself a shed in there.
Thank you.
And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. The applicant has stated there are other sheds the same type in this area. And requested a variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11613. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11613 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from?
Gibbstown, New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir.